This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free Erotica podcast and a premium Patron Taboo podcast which contains more intense sexual themes. You can subscribe to the premium podcast for $2 per month or support the Erotica Podcast on Patreon to support us and allow members to request future stories and themes. Links are in the description. Thank you for listening. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Now serving by Idafixi. Chapter 01. Planning was half the fun. Matthew and his hot daughter, Jeanette, spent weeks over the summer, plotting the scenario. They wanted a naturally sexy, impressionable girl, similar to Jeanette in appearance, who was eager to learn and could be trained. Once Jeanette's senior high school semester began, she spent weeks looking without luck, even at other schools. She went to baseball and soccer games, extracurricular club meetings, dances, skateboard parks, and malls. Nothing. Sure, she found a number of possibilities, but none of them fulfilled the criteria. That is, no one had the potential to be as hot as she was. Finally, a new girl transferred in from a different city and didn't know anyone locally. Unworldly and awkward, she was shy and insecure, which were all good for Jeanette and her father. Another benefit, the new girl's clothes, hair and makeup were all awful. But Jeanette saw through the girl's appearance and realized the potential. The two of them were similar in shape and coloring, which Matthew, her father, had specified. Next to Jeanette, beneath the tacky unflattering clothing, beneath the rat's nest of tangled, dirty hair, beneath the cheap makeup, Angelina was the hottest, most sensuous girl Jeanette had seen. Only Angie didn't know it yet. Nor did anyone else. Her dated hairstyle obscured thick, straight, jet-black hair. The overheavy makeup covered a perfect olive complexion. Unflattering, dorky clothing covered her exciting 5'6" frame, 2 inches less than Jeanette. Inexperienced, Angie lived a dull life all the way on the other side of town with Justine, a single parent, who worked long hours at a distant school as a Spanish teacher during the day and taught English as a second language in adult ed at night. Justine was practically an absentee mother. And when she was around, she wasn't any better. Poor parenting skills. Angie couldn't stand Justine, for being such a neglectful, irresponsible mother. A bad mother who failed to show up on time, was forever forgetful, broke promises, etc. But Angie had at least inherited her hot looks directly from her sensuous 34-year-old mother. When the well-dressed, rich, smart, and very pretty Jeanette befriended Angie, her cool new friend and her handsome, sexy father were exactly what the naive girl needed. And the shapely, moldable new arrival was exactly what father and daughter wanted. Jeanette promptly invited Angela to sit at her table during lunch and quickly adopted the friendless newbie, giving advice, answering a slew of questions, and extracting useful information. Angie was smart, grateful, and malleable. At 18, both were seniors, but Jeanette had way more life experience and was self-assured, qualities that gave her authority and control over the more passive Angie. The two began spending most of their free time at school together. At the end of their first week, they were already going places together, the mall, cafes, the park. For the next 2 weeks, Jeanette did a total makeover for her friend, making changes every day. Angie went with Jeanette to her hair salon, where the sophisticated, confident girl treated the insecure, trusting one to a style and cut so the newcomer's hair matched Jeanette's, short, straight and tomboy short, like a young Winona, Hallie, Natalie or Demi's pixie cut. Jeanette gave Angie good makeup, instructed her in how to apply it, and began reworking her wardrobe. Since Jeanette was a B+ student, she helped her protege with homework, reports and prepping for exams. Angie was reborn. Jeanette had remade the girl in her own image, accentuating the girl's lovely hair, skin and hot body. Angie began spending time after school at Matt and Jeanette's house, which was large and luxurious compared to Justine's confining, functional apartment in a mediocre and remote neighborhood. When Matt first met Angie, he was immediately excited and thought for one strange, fleeting moment that she was Jeanette's younger sister. Jeanette could immediately tell how much her father was attracted to her new sidekick. And it was obvious that Angie was suggestible, pliable. For example, when she asked Jeanette about a boyfriend or boyfriends, Jeanette was dismissive, expressing her boredom with and disdain for naive young boys. Soon, Angie was verbally echoing Jeanette's stated preference for older men, men of the world such as Matt. When Matt learned that Angie's mother, Justine, had to moonlight to make extra money, and taught adult ed at night, he and Jeanette began inviting Angie to stay for dinner. He drove her home several times, to the opposite side of town. That lengthy round trip, full of red lights, was anything but convenient. But the girl had been so tired that she twisted to the side in the passenger seat, her legs up against the door, and lay her head on Matt's thigh. Her full, short skirt immediately slid down her thighs, revealing the toned young flesh. Matt lifted the material so all of it lay above the girl's waist, exposing her tiny panties. They looked just like Jeanette's. His daughter had groomed the new addition well. The top panties were sheer and her mons was shaved, revealing a succulent pair of thick lips. Matt smiled. Jeanette was nothing if not thorough. The next day, With Matt's prompting, Jeanette asked Angie if she'd like to sleep over some nights, and Angie responded enthusiastically. Jeanette suggested that Matt to call Angie's mother, Justine, to ask permission. So he called, explaining his background, impressive job, and that, despite the absence of Jeanette's mother, who lived on the other side of the country, his daughter was doing very well in school and was delighted to have a new best friend in Angie. Even Justine's voice sounded sexy on the phone. She complimented Jeanette's influence on Angie's appearance, grades, and friendship. "It's a relief that Angie has such a great friend in Jeanette, especially because we're new arrivals and because I work such long hours." The appreciative mother also asked the usual parental questions. "Will there be supervision? Would it be any trouble? And if she misbehaves, please send her back home immediately." "Oh no," Matt said. "If she gets out of line, I'll deal with her in the same way as I do Jeanette. Strictly." "Okay," Justine said slowly, whose own upbringing had been very strict. And she'd been extremely strict with Angie. But she was afraid to ask for details. She hoped that Matt's cryptic response meant he would be severe, since Angie was a stuck-up, resentful, disrespectful brat who deserved to be subdued and made respectful. Having Justine's permission and gratitude for her daughter's sleepovers, Matt sat down in the living room with the two girls. He explained the rules of the house, hard work at school and serious studying at home, with commensurate rewards in the form of clothing, music, gear, restaurants, trips, concerts, fun weekends, and so on. Violations of the rules would be dealt with promptly in the form of punishment. He warned Angie. "If any of your grades go down, or if you misbehave in any way, you will definitely be punished. And I don't mean with a timeout or a spanking. Spankings are only for children. And I have authorization from your mother to deal with you promptly and strictly, as I already do with Jeanette. Do you understand?" Angie nodded tentatively. "How does your mother punish you?" Angie squirmed in her seat. "Does she strike you?" Angie nodded, incredibly embarrassed. "With her hands?" Angie shook her head, too mortified to speak. "Does she use a hairbrush?" The girl was in an agony of humiliation and refused to answer. Matt nodded to his daughter. Jeanette stood and lightly slapped Angie's cheeks. "Daddy asked you a question?" With a strap," Angie blurted. Jeanette glanced at Matt, both delighted that the girl had experienced corporal punishment. "Where did these sessions take place, and what was your mother wearing?" Angie swallowed. "They happened all around the place. She would strip down to her bra and panties because she would sweat from the exertion of binding and punishing me. Let's make sure you understand. Jeanette, get up and stand in front of me." His daughter complied, facing him, legs spread wide, her ass in front of Angie. "Raise your skirt." Jeanette lifted her skirt to her waist and tucked the front and rear fabric into her belt. Father and daughter heard a small intake of breath as Angie saw the red marks at the top of Jeanette's thighs. "Take off your panties." Jeanette drew them down and off, again widened her stance and leaned forward, resting each of her hands on one of Matt's shoulders, thrusting her ass toward her best friend. Angie shifted on the couch, ogling the stripes covering Jeanette's ass. She'd seen Jeanette nude in the girls' showers at school, but this was different and strange. "Get up and come here," Matt ordered. Obediently, Angie apprehensively walked over to them. Matt grabbed one of Angie's hands and placed it on one of Jeanette's welted ass cheeks, moving Angie's hand around the hot flesh. Jeanette moaned quietly. Those hurt because Jeanette was punished only last night. "Feel her thighs as well." Angie's hand drifted down, her fingers skimming through Jeanette's butt crack till they caressed the wheels on her friend's young thighs. "They're beautiful," Angie whispered. "Will you accept this kind of discipline if I deem that you deserve it?" Angie nodded, too stunned and excited to be capable of speech. "Have you ever been punished with anything other than a strap?"
"Yes, sir."
Matt waited for details. Reluctantly, the girl added, "My mother has stripped me, tied me and punished me with floggings." Matt and Jeanette exchanged a glance for a fraction of a second. This was interesting news. He stared at Angie, demanding more.
"And since my dad wasn't around, I was also disciplined by my brother. So I accept your authority."
"Your brother?"
"Yes, he's really cute and is very close with my mother. They even look the same. But he's very strict."
"What happened after your mother and brother finished your discipline?"
No answer.
"Did they ever give you pleasure? Did they ever make you take care of them?"
Angie said.
"Yes, my brother would usually use a—"
She faltered and stopped.
"I mean, he would make me kneel."
She changed her mind, bolted from the living room and ran upstairs to her bedroom. Matt smiled at his daughter, delighted about the new information. So Angie was not a total stranger to BND, or to servicing older men.
"Good. Then we're done here."
Jeanette lowered her skirt. As she left the room, Matt began planning a demo for Angie. Angie began staying over a couple of nights per week. Her sleepovers quickly increased till she was spending 4 to 5 nights a week with Jeanette and Matt. This schedule was actually a relief for the hardworking Justine. She missed her daughter, but life was a bit easier. Angie began to imitate Jeanette's style of dress and behavior at home, wearing thin front closure blouses and short, full skirts, acting teasingly and flirtatiously with Matt. During the second week, the girls returned to Jeanette's salon for Brazilian waxes. Within only a couple of weeks, Jeanette had done a total makeover of Angie, including her underwear. One afternoon, they just returned from a shopping trip and had both put on their new, gauzy demi-bras and matching boy shorts for the first time. Angie was thrilled to be wearing Jeanette's treat, expensive and adult lingerie.
"Hold on,"
Jeanette said, as if she just had a great idea.
"Let's see what Daddy thinks. He's got great taste in clothes. Jeanette and he had been sure to walk around the house, scantily clad, a number of times during Angie's sleepovers. When Angie had asked Jeanette about her parading around in a skimpy bath towel, or an old shirt of her father's without any underwear, or her bare-chested father wearing only boxer shorts, Jeanette had just shrugged. "We're so comfortable and casual with each other that it's second nature to us, we don't even notice. It's no big deal. And Daddy's no prude." Father and daughter had laid the ground for a loose atmosphere. For instance, on hot afternoons, Jeanette had frequently taken a quick dip before a meal and then served the meal at the table wearing her wet bikini. At first, Angie was scandalized and blushed furiously when she saw her friend standing unabashedly next to Matt, holding a serving dish as he helped himself, her micro-thin white panties plastered to her nude mons, her hairless lips as plain as day beneath the transparent gusset. When Jeanette sat and ate, her tits would strain against the tight bikini top, the broad aureoles and erect dark nipples half visible throughout the meal. So Angie had become somewhat accustomed to the household's matter-of-fact semi-nudity and her friend's flagrant exhibitionism. Angie objected to Jeanette's idea to summon her father for an opinion on their new lingerie, but Jeanette had summarily dismissed the girl's protest. "Don't be silly, Angie. You've got a beautiful body and it's time to start showing it off. Besides, you're just like family by now. And anyway, he'll see me first. Let's make it a fashion show." She giggled. Jeanette ran out of the bedroom before Angie had a chance to protest further. Jeanette pulled Matt into the girl's shared bedroom and shoved him into the easy chair. The late afternoon sun had filled the room with golden light. Matt thought that his daughter was a miracle worker. She had transformed Angie into a mirror image of herself, slightly younger and almost as hot. Due to her shorter frame, Angie's tits looked even bigger on her than Jeanette's did on her own. Angie stood nervously, but Jeanette grabbed her hand, stretched it above Angie's head and spun the girl around. "Tada," Jeanette said proudly. Both Angie and Matt laughed. "You look lovely," he told her. "Now turn around again, more slowly." She blushed but obeyed. She would have blushed much more had she realized that Jeanette had selected a matching pair of underwear whose lace was deceptive. It completely covered the breasts and groin with the exception of the nipples, aureole and slit. The bra and panties were expensive, well-made and beautiful but also totally slutty. Angie would have had to be blind not to notice that whenever one of them arrived at home, father or daughter always kissed warmly and embraced lingeringly. After dinner, Jeanette changed into thin pajamas or a short nightgown and would spend an hour on the couch next to her dad, watching TV. Eventually, Angie followed suit, sitting on the opposite side of him. Jeanette and he were both highly tactile. There was a lot of touching, stroking and kissing. Soon Angie snuggled up to him as well, and missing a father or father figure in her life, loved it when he began putting his arm around her shoulders or gave her a neck massage. Soon, he was kissing and hugging them both goodnight. Jeanette frequently asked her father to tuck her in. Once he was standing at her bedside, she'd quickly shed her pajamas or nightgown, providing Angie and he with a fleeting picture of her spectacular nudity as she climbed under the sheets. On cooler nights, she'd get into bed wearing her flimsy nightgown, the sheets raised only to her waist, shamelessly showing off her tits and nipples to her father. Once Matt had enjoyed the sight of Angie in her revealing bra and panties, he left the bedroom. Angie asked, "Does he have a girlfriend? Does he see women at all?" Jeanette laughed. "Of course not. He's not like that. Besides, why would he want somebody his own age when he has a daughter like me?" She turned over and quickly fell asleep, leaving Angie to ponder the meaning of that reply. Late at night, the two high school seniors would climb into the same bed and, secretly, watch softcore programs via on demand, Jeanette explaining that her father never checked the cable bills. She made sure to include scenes with girl-on-girl action, and would absentmindedly stroke Angie's hands and arms, as best friends commonly did at that age, soon advancing into strokes on the girl's thighs. When Angie asked Jeanette if she liked girls and had ever done anything with them, Jeanette said, "I like you. And hasn't everybody played with a girlfriend? How could we not?" After only a few of those porn scenes, Jeanette introduced Angie to increasingly hardcore clips and movies on her laptop. Jeanette used our pool several times a week and gave Angie several old swimsuits to wear. Angie had never worn such abbreviated bikinis, but submitted to Jeanette's coaxing and seemed unaware that they revealed everything when wet. She had a phenomenal body, and according to Jeanette, was a 33C. So the two not only looked like sisters, their bra size was almost identical and they both exuded the same sensual, submissive nature. At nighttime, the two girls started watching soft BDSM. Jeanette was careful to begin slowly with scenes of light bondage, eye masks, etc. She explained how exciting it all was. Naturally, Angie asked if she'd ever done it with a boy, but Jeanette only giggled and asked Angie if she'd like to bind Jeanette's arms and legs. Jeanette pulled a black eye mask, a large, long feather and a few of her dad's old silk neckties from her special drawer. She put on the mask and lay on her back, the sleeveless nightie barely covering her mound. As always, the girls started modestly, Jeanette guiding her protege as the cooperative girlfriend fastened Jeanette's wrists together and tied her ankles to the bedpost. Jeanette coaxed Angie into teasing her incapacitated friend's arms and legs with the feather. That was all that happened. Jeanette knew she had to go slowly with her friend. When Angie next stayed over, it was a Friday night. There was a three-quarter moon shining directly onto the bed. Jeanette made sure that her friend wore a short nightie like she herself wore, had Angie kneel with her back against the headboard and covered the unresisting girl's eyes with the black mask. Angie giggled, excited by the sensuousness of having her eyes covered. Angie was excited, not nervous, since she'd done the same bondage to her friend only a couple of nights before. Barefoot, Jeanette walked to her bedroom door, opened it silently and motioned to her father. Matt tiptoed in and silently sat in the comfortable easy chair that she'd positioned next to the bed. Jeanette straddled her bound friend. The giggling stopped when Jeanette bound the beautiful girl's hands behind her back, something Angie was not expecting. Being a born sub, even though she didn't know it, Angie did not protest or object, she only cooed, ugh, in surprise. Jeanette gave verbal reassurances the whole time, complimenting Angie on how pretty she looked, how sexy her out-thrust breasts looked, etc. With one hand, Jeanette stroked the feather along Angie's calves and up to her thighs, applying enough pressure so that it felt sensuous but not ticklish. With her other hand, she alternated between caressing her own breasts and reaching beneath her nighty's short hem to stroke her pussy lips. After a few minutes, she raised Angie's nightgown and tucked the thin fabric under the heavy necklace she'd given the girl.
W, what are you doing?
Angie asked plaintively, her exposed dark nipples hardening. The naive girl's tits looked large in the moonlight, the young fresh flesh begging for attention.
Being nice to you,
Jeanette whispered, stroking the feather along Angie's stomach and the lower part of her virginal tits, kissing the girl's cheeks, and moving the instrument to the inside of her pendulous globes, all while she was fondling her own slit, slipping two fingers between her own thick, slick labia.
I can't tickle your skin if it's covered by a nightie, can I, silly?
She scolded. Matt pulled his cock out of his boxers. Jeanette pressed her lips against Angie's parted lips, darting her tongue inside the younger girl's panting mouth. But Angie was overwhelmed by excitement and couldn't deal with it. She turned her head away and was squirming too much, her legs uncrossing and pushing against Jeanette.
Oh! What's this?
Jeanette said in mock shock. Angie's tight thin panties were bulging from the pressure of her mound, completely wet and see-through. Jeanette pushed the fingers of her other hand inside the waistband of the tight panties and wriggled her hand down till it cupped the teen's soaked slit, fresh from its Brazilian waxing. Angie began to quietly chant.
Oh, oh, oh!
As her hips pushed rhythmically against her friend's hand.
You're not supposed to wear your expensive new panties to bed. They're not for sleeping.
She stripped off the damp panties and dropped them on the bed. Jeanette held each ankle, pushed the girl's legs wide open till they extended at right angles and bound each ankle to the eye hooks in the frame along each side of the bed. Father and daughter were excited to see the girl's slender calves and thighs stretched tautly, her nude vulva completely exposed to them. Jeanette was transfixed, but not so much that her two fingers switched from simply stroking her slick slit to pushing and pumping into her wet hole. She didn't realize that tying Angie's legs so tightly would spread the girl's labia so widely. Matt stared as well. He'd seen the girl's pussy lips when Jeanette had made the girl pose for him in her new bra and panties. But the sight had been brief and he hadn't realized that her pussy lips were so long and thick.
You're so noisy you're going to wake daddy,
Jeanette said, feigning alarm as she reached behind her, leaning over precariously till her hand was able to grasp her father's cock. She pulled it and Matt stood, staggering over the few feet to the bed, his members swinging back and forth. Jeanette picked up Angie's panties from the bed, held them beneath her father's cock, grabbed his shaft and squeezed it from halfway down up to his cock head, until his pre-cum was dripping onto the panties. She pumped his cock till all the pre-cum had poured onto the sodden fabric, wadded the panties into a ball and pushed the drenched fabric between Angie's mildly resistant thick lips. The girl's reluctance, completely unprepared for the invasion of the panty gag, caused the pre-cum to smear all over them her lips they were coated with Matt's viscous discharge. Reacting automatically, Angie shook her head back and forth and started to spit out the panty gag.
No, no, no!
Jeanette squealed, grabbing another necktie.
Can you imagine what Daddy would do if he heard you and caught us like this? You're forcing me to keep you quiet!
She fastened the tie around Angie's head to hold the gag in place. The teen dom grabbed several extra neckties. With the first, she raised Angie's bound hands 6 inches and fastened them to one of the wood slats in the headboard behind and above the girl's head, forcing Angie's chest to jut forward, accentuating the apparent size of her C-tits and her jutting nipples. Matt was stroking himself slowly, gradually increasing the tempo. Jeanette turned and grinned at him, seeing how excited he was becoming. Turning back to her bound submissive, she saw a film of sweat covered Angie's front, glistening in the moonlight on this warm evening in early September. Jeanette scraped the stiff feather roughly against the innocent's over large areoles, accompanied by Angie's moans, and tapped the feather against the imprisoned girl's dark bulging nipples. Matt had to keep himself from groaning aloud as he pumped his dick. But before bringing the spread girl any satisfaction, Jeanette leaned over and reached beneath the bed, picking up her two majorette's batons, used when she was a member of the school's marching band. They were small twirling batons, 16 inches wide, made of lightweight metal rods, with cute, pink plastic caps and a mushroom shape on the ends. She placed one horizontally across the girl's chest, above her tits. She was impressed they were perfect. She took two thick rubber bands from her night table drawer and handed one to Matt, who leveled the other baton beneath Angie's tits. He and Jeanette each stretched a band so it looped around the ends of the batons at each side. In effect, they'd created a makeshift breast press, the rods of the batons pressing into her sub's young flesh. He started slapping all the surfaces of the straining tits, enjoying the resiliency of the firm flesh. The startled girl cried out through her gag, surprised by the discomforting pressure on her pristine breasts, her swollen nipples aching, followed by the slaps. She had no idea that the hands slapping her breasts did not belong to Jeanette. Still driving her fingers up her own cunt, Jeanette started grinding her thumb against her big clit. She pulled her father's hand off his cock and pushed it onto one of Angie's tits, now swollen from the makeshift breast press and tits slapping. Jeanette began shafting her father's 7-inch dick, which was pointed directly at Angie's face, while with his other hand he mauled his daughter's swaying tits through her sweaty nightie, roughly squeezing her 34 C's and harshly twisting her fat nipples. Angie was too far gone, too lost in a haze of bondage and lust, to realize that her friend was not the only one working on her. After all, she'd never before been subjugated with any of this bondage, let alone all of it. The mask, bound wrists, legs spread and tied off, nude in front of her friend, her shaved pussy exposed, her labia open, kissed by a girl, her mouth stuffed with the soaked panty gag, her tits squashed by the batons, her cunt drilled by several fingers while her clit was molested. It was beyond overwhelming. Jeanette stroked her dad's dick faster, enjoying the sight of Angie's big tits being crushed, the taut, tortured skin ballooning out obscenely. Then she moved her hand from her own clit and cunt and pressed three fingers into the compliant girl's drenched pussy, crushing her prisoner's fat wet clit beneath a wide thumb as Angie began bucking and shaking in the best climax she'd ever had by far, trying to twist her torso aside to escape the tit pain, yet pushing her pelvis against Jeanette's intruding fingers, ready to come. But still trying to hide from Angie that she was being double-teamed, Matt swiveled his hips without warning. Pointed his cock at his daughter and spurted, a fountain bursting from his cock and hosing Jeanette's damp hair, sweaty cheeks and big tits. She was unprepared and therefore unprepared by the torrent of jizz that splattered onto her. Surprised, she started to jerk backward, but Matt had anticipated her reaction and was holding a hand behind her head. He sprayed her, a flood of his thick cum shooting over and over, each shot lasting several seconds. Despite her surprise, Jeanette was used to the gushing fountain and aware enough to keep her mouth shut, knowing her father liked to first completely coat her fine face and heaving tits. Only when his spurt slowed did she open her wide mouth as far as possible. Even at that late stage, he shot a half dozen loads till her mouth was about to overflow, a violation of his wishes which she knew from experience would be sternly dealt with. Frantically, she tried to hold his spunk, but she had not accounted for his excitement from his new submissive. Matt hadn't come like that for months. Jeanette couldn't manage the overload, and twin streams of thick gunk poured over her thick lower lip. She looked down, dismayed to see the semen streaming down onto her tits, flowing down her cleavage and sliding down her belly. Matt yanked up the greasy nightie, baring her taut tan belly, watching the thick gunk slide across her prominent mound and sink between her shaved lips. She looked up at him and could tell from the set of his mouth that she would indeed be punished for failing at this cream bath. She wondered if Matt would do it the next time with Angie as a witness or maybe as his helper. He nodded with his chin and she understood, swallowing his cum and then scooping up the overflow from her tits, making a show of holding her fingers above her open mouth so the cum slowly dripped off and fell onto her eagerly outstretched long tongue. Then she scraped more cum off her belly, loudly sucking the white goo off her fingers. Finally, she dipped two fingers between her greasy pussy lips and cleaned her dripping digits between her lips. Father and daughter returned their attention to their new sub. The scene had gone way beyond their wildest imaginings. Angie lay dazed, her slim belly still heaving. The mask covering Angie's eyes was so thick that she never noticed the repeated flashes from Matt's camera. The sopping panties were a nice touch, peeking from the bound girl's greasy lips and drooling mouth, as were the pretty pink plastic caps at the tips of the batons. When Matt finished shooting, Jeanette removed the baton breast press, pulled out the panty gag, untied her sub's ankles and freed her wrists, but left the eye mask in place. Angie turned over onto her side and fell into a deep sleep. Jeanette and Matt admired her gorgeous, naked, unmarked ass. Jeanette touched it, anticipating how the unblemished skin would soon look, striped for the very first time with wheels from the whip. Jeanette and Matt were thrilled. Now they knew for a certainty that Angie was a hot, totally obedient sub slut. Daughter and father were confident that Angie would accept further degrading behavior, and they could proceed directly to the next phase. Matt couldn't resist the batons and their adorable pink caps. While Jeanette was still kneeling on the bed, he took hold of the back of his daughter's head and pulled her backward until her head was lying on the foot of the bed, her knees spreading wide. She grunted at the unexpected change but didn't resist. He shoved the sticky nightie up to her neck, held one of the batons at her groin, put one of the pink mushroom caps between her pussy lips, admiring the pink folds of her pussy around the pink plastic of the baton cap, and fucked her with the shaft, sinking 8 of its 16 inches into his slut daughter's welcoming cunt. Although the shaft was only 2 inches in diameter, the pink cap was much broader, like the flesh-colored crown of a fat cock. Whenever he shoved the baton into her, he pulled on her plump clit. Jeanette had only one thought throughout her fucking: how stupid she was to never have thought of using the baton as a dildo. Matt's exertions didn't take long. Jeanette soon came, humping the dildo ferociously, yelling in release, flopping like a fish on her drenched bedsheets. Once she was done, Matt left, leaving the baton poking out from Jeanette's cunt. After a few minutes, she slowly pulled out the shaft and stripped off her nightie, which was soaked with sweat and cum. She wiped off her hair, face and chest, so that Angie wouldn't see her best friend inundated with a load of cum and realize that her friend's father had been involved in the sadistic, filthy scene. Chapter 02. The next morning, the girls overslept. When they awoke, they rushed to get ready so Matt could drive them to school, which was quite a distance. Matt told Angie to sit next to him. The girls climbed into the car, Angie in front and Jeanette behind her. In the car, Angie still seemed dazed.
"Jeanette told me what happened last night," he said.
Angie cringed in shame, her face and chest flushing with humiliation.
"It's okay," Matt said. "Is there anything you want to discuss about it?"
he asked. Angie shook her head vehemently, reliving every moment of the lurid scene in her mind. Matt had started to open the garage door when he received a text message and said,
"It's urgent."
He got out of the car.
"Sorry, girls,"
he called from the door into the house, "but I have to deal with this. I hope it doesn't take long. I'll sign a late excuse for you." He rushed back inside to finish an email from his home office. Jeanette sighed. These business calls had happened before and usually lasted at least a half hour. She leaned forward from the rear seat so she was directly behind Angie's seat and rested her hands on Angie's shoulders. "Did you like last night?" she asked teasingly. Angie nodded her head. "Daddy and I understand you, Angie. We know what you like," Jeanette reassured her cooperative friend. Jeanette noticed four old seatbelts next to her, left by the mechanic at the dealer. The vehicle had been recalled in order to replace potentially defective seatbelts. The leftover seatbelts no longer had metal buckles and clasps on the ends. They were just fabric. "Angie, this is gonna take a while. We went to sleep late last night, so why don't you take a nap?"
"Okay. That's a good idea," Angie said, and settled into the front seat, closing her eyes.
Jeanette reached into her bag. "Here, use my tanning goggles." Angie put on the eye mask while Jeanette leaned forward, pressed the trunk release on the dashboard, and looked around the trunk. She removed the emergency kit, climbed back into the rear seat, and reclined the front seat till Angie was lying almost prone.
"That's comfy," Angie murmured.
Now Jeanette could lean over the supine sub and have access to do what she wanted.
"Why don't you stretch out? Just put your legs on the dashboard."
Angie did so, her legs splayed widely. Her light school skirt immediately slid down her long legs. Jeanette stretched forward, pulled Angie's skirt all the way up her thighs, tucked it into her seatbelt, and pushed apart her knees so the girl's panties were exposed. The pale blue panties were not the same ones she'd exhibited for Matt. These had no lace, revealing her pussy. They were entirely transparent. Jeanette pulled Angle's blouse up to the girl's chin.
"Oh no,"
she said. "You're not dressed properly," Jeanette explained. "You were rushing this morning, so you didn't remember. Your bra and panties don't match. But it's a house rule, they always have to match. That's the way Daddy wants it. You're definitely in trouble."
"Oh,"
was all Angie said, dismayed at her carelessness but already half asleep. Jeanette didn't know why the emergency kit contained long cable ties, but she pushed Angie onto her side, pulled the girl's arms behind her back, bound her wrists together with one of the ties, and urged Angie onto her back. The groggy girl made no bother. She didn't even try to move her hands. Angie was wearing a see-through bra in pale green. Jeanette undid the center clasp in the bra and pulled the demi-cups aside, revealing the hottie's 33C tits and fat nipples. Angie's controlling friend took two black plastic cable ties from the kit and cinched one tightly around the base of Angie's right tit, forcing the flesh to bulge upward. Finally, the girl responded.
"What's going on?"
she asked, half raising herself from the seat.
"It's okay, I'm going to make you feel good,"
Jeanette said in her most soothing voice as she tightened the other cable tie around the left breast. The garage door had opened halfway when Matt had to attend to his text message. The girls could see feet and legs going by outside. A few neighbors were walking by on the sidewalk, leaving for work, or walking their dogs. That could be a problem if Angie cried out, or even groaned loudly. The emergency kit held a tiny pocket knife. Jeanette opened the knife and used the minute 2-inch blade to cut both sides of the waistband of Angie's tight thin panties, pulling the material off the sleepyhead's shaved mound and baring her closely shaved mons and dusky, prominent labia. Angie muttered something but was motionless. Inside the emergency kit was a smaller first aid kit. Jeanette found a roll of gauze and small scissors, and cut a long piece of gauze. She pulled out the panty hanging from around Angie's hips, stuffed it into the girl's slack mouth, wrapped the gauze around her mouth and head, and tied it off. Angie muttered but lay still, her nubile body spread temptingly in the early morning light coming through below the garage door.
"See, silly, this is no worse than last night, and you liked it then. You came hard. Today you can even see how hot your tits and pussy look."
The young dom opened their lunch bags. Inside one was a half-full bag of chips and in the other a small bag of pretzels, each closed with a 3-inch wide kitchen clamp. She took the clamps and was happy to see two tiny spray bottles for her lunch salad, one with balsamic vinegar and the other with extra virgin olive oil. She'd forgotten about those. She removed the one with olive oil. Jeanette sprayed a fine mist of oil over Angie's thighs, mound, belly and tits, just enough to give the girl's lovely skin a slight sheen in the soft light coming into the car. Jeanette gently pulled up on Angie's right-hand pussy lips and released the powerful clamp onto the thick labia. Angie groaned loudly and twisted, her movement severely constricted by the hands bound behind her back. She continued to moan as Jeanette clamped the left labia. The controlling girl took a moment to admire her improvised bondage toys. Angie was now bound, legs spread, essentially nude, gagged, with her tits tethered and her cunt lips clamped. Jeanette pulled a tawse and a small quirt from her voluminous bag. She had used them yesterday on Angie in the girls' restroom at school. Now she slapped the tawse against Angie's inner thighs with her left hand and smacked the quirt into Angie's belly with her right hand. After a dozen firm blows, she pulled a flashlight from the emergency kit, positioned the handle between Angie's clamped cunt lips, and pushed the flashlight in as deeply as possible, watching the 5-inch round handle sink into her friend's very wet slit. Angie pistoned her hips, writhing in the seat, craving the entirety of the flashlight shaft. Her pussy clamps had been spread apart by the flashlight dildo. Jeanette struck the narrow tawse between the clamps, striking the girl's vulva and clit as hard as she could and moving the quirt from Angie's belly up to her bound tits, bringing the quirt down as firmly as she could in the limited space of the car, making sure that she hit the beckoning tits on all sides. Angie yelled through the panty gag and, by the time her sore tits were covered with marks from the quirt's leather tip and her pussy and clit were distended and inflamed, she had a cum as big as the one she'd had during the scene when Jeanette, abetted secretly by Matt, had bound her in her bed and pressed her breasts between the batons. Outside, someone stopped on the sidewalk. Jeanette paused, terrified that their bondage scene had been overheard by a prudish, nosy neighbor. But the person walked onward. Matt emerged from his office and stopped abruptly when he saw the lurid scene in the car with the garage door wide open. Angie was still in the last throes of her orgasm, bucking and twisting. Matt noted her glistening flesh, gagged mouth, tumid tits, puffed up clit, but the most perverted detail was the flashlight head peering out from between the labia clamps. He laughed at the weirdly erotic sight. He looked at his daughter, but she was slumped in the back seat, her skirt bunched up at her waist, busy fingering herself to her own orgasm. He saw the emergency kit and first aid kit next to her. Jeanette came, bouncing so frenziedly she knocked her head up against the padded ceiling. When she'd calmed down, he complimented her in a whisper.
Well, you've certainly spent this time actively.
She looked up at him warily, her eyelids heavy with sexual relief.
It's the first time I've ever seen any of those emergency items actually being used. If we're ever going to be in the car together when there's an emergency, I know I can count on your resourcefulness.
She smiled, pleased with his approbation.
But you did this without permission, so you will both be punished, understand?
She nodded.
Yes, Daddy.
Matt grabbed the taws, leaned in the window and twisted the flashlight out of the sub-girl's twat, her juices flowing onto the car seat. He nodded to Jeanette, who began kneading Angie's bulging tits while Matt slowly slapped the taws against Angie's spread vulva with one hand, while pulling, squeezing and twisting her dark nipples with the other. Patiently, he increased the speed and severity of the taws slaps. Surprisingly soon, the docile teen came again, bucking her slim supple thighs up off the sticky seat leather, yelling from the nipple abuse, unaware that anyone other than Jeanette was torturing and pleasuring her. Matt retreated into the house while Jeanette unbound Angie's wrists, and put the car kits back in the trunk as Angie hurriedly clasped her bra and fixed her creased blouse and rumpled skirt just in time for Matt's return. He looked askance at both girls, still flustered and sweating. Angie's tits were poking through her bra and blouse.
What's been happening here?
He asked.
Nothing unusual, Daddy. I've just been Angie energized for a day at school.
What a way to start a school day. After Angie had slept over several times, she eventually stayed Monday through Thursday nights on a regular basis, returning home only on the weekend. One day, Jeanette had been negligent and left a full load of wet laundry in the washer a week ago. By now it smelled moldy and might be ruined. Matt decided the time had come for the next level of instruction. At the end of the dinner meal, he explained Jeanette's carelessness.
Just like your prep school believes in the tradition of correction, so do I as head of this household. Clear the table. I expect you both in the study in 5 minutes. Jeanette, go into the living room and prepare yourself. Angie, get a flogger, quirt, and taws from the bottom drawer of the sideboard.
He noticed that she knew the meaning of all three words. Jeanette had explained all the toys that the girls had seen in online bondage movies.
Wait 5 minutes, then join us, he said to Angie.
When Angie entered the living room, Jeanette was standing in front of her father's usual easy chair, nude except for black stay-ups and shoes. Matt was in the chair, wearing shorts and sipping brandy. Legs spread, his daughter's arms were raised and bound to a leather-covered, suspended horizontal bar, her turgid nipples crushed by heavy clamps. Matt wanted to begin slowly and traditionally.
You may begin with 6 hard strokes on her ass with the flogger.
To the surprise of Matt and Jeanette, Angie's first strike was indeed hard. Jeanette moaned for a moment at the harshness. By the 6th stroke, both girls were sweating considerably.
Take off your blouse and skirt,
he commanded Angie. Without a peep of objection, Angie obediently did so, turning her back to carefully fold her blouse and skirt and place them neatly on the couch. When she turned back, she saw that Matt had placed his foot on the coffee table behind Jeanette and between her legs. Jeanette's shaved mound was resting against Matt's bare knee, rubbing against it.
Now use the cord on her back, he said.
As Angie began laying into her friend, Jeanette began humping Matt's knee more aggressively, no longer trying to minimize her groans and grinding movements. Her pelvis began pistoning against his bare skin as her head rolled around. The only sounds were the squishing of her drenched slit against Matt's knee, the thwack of leather imprinting itself on the young slut's skin, and Jeanette's increasing groans. Angie moved to marking Jeanette's thighs and increased the pace of the blows, trying to cover all of the shiny skin with livid marks. Jeanette came, uttering, repeatedly. When both girls stopped, Jeanette slid down her father's angled thigh till she stopped at his waist, leaving a wide trail of pussy juice smeared across his thigh. Angie was amazed at how wet her friend was.
Angie, go to the kitchen, open a bottle of white wine, and pour a couple of glasses for Jeanette and you. Yes, Matt.
In the kitchen, Angie had trouble opening the bottle but eventually managed. By the time she returned to the living room, Matt's shorts and undershorts were lying on the floor. Jeanette was sitting, centered in Matt's lap, but had reversed direction and was facing Angie. Angie thought the position was called a reverse cowgirl. Jeanette was spread open. Her knees were above and outside Matt's thighs, her legs outside his calves. Her arms were still stretched to the horizontal bar overhead. A thin metal rod with clamps on both ends connected her dark nipples, which were the length and diameter of 2 big erasers. Jeanette's eyes were glazed as she moved up and down on her father's lap, his hands on her thighs to help. Her bald pussy lips were open, shining with juice. Angie realized they were fucking, right in front of her eyes.
Angie,
Matt croaked.
Punish her front with the crop and quirt. Start on her thighs, move up to her belly and finish with her tits.
Angie lit into her friend's widespread thighs, angry that Jeanette was fucking Matt instead of Angie doing him. Using the quirt, she enthusiastically applied a half dozen stripes to each inner thigh as Jeanette moved up and down more violently. Angie marked her slut friend's belly heavily. By the time Jeanette was close to coming, Angie had dropped the quirt, picked up the crop and shoved it straight between Jeanette's open pussy lips. Not till then did she comprehend that Matt wasn't fucking his daughter's cunt, he was fucking her ass. The thought infuriated Angie. She surprised herself with the force she applied to Jeanette's fat tits, striking the sweating flesh, making no attempt to avoid the brutally clamped nipples as she pushed 6 inches of the crop into her craven friend's wet tunnel. Jeanette loved being the center of her father's and her friend's attentions. She loved the crop up her cunt while daddy's fat cock was deeply into her ass. She screamed with pleasure at the crop dildo and uttered a strangled cry at the abuse of her tits and nipples. Angie let go of the crop and it waved obscenely as Jeanette's pussy moved up and down. She came, Matt following soon afterward, shooting a huge load of spunk all the way up his daughter's accommodating ass. When he'd finished shooting, he pulled the dangling crop out of her cunt and gently pushed Jeanette off his cock. She slumped onto the floor at his feet, sprawling senselessly. Immediately, Matt's jism streamed out of her ass.
That's called a cream pie, Angie. And you did a fine job of discipline. Now, why don't you help your friend go upstairs and clean up?
The cum from Matt's cock had been dripping onto Jeanette's sweaty neck. With his foot, Matt shoved his daughter so she lay sprawled on her back, her face upturned. Angie stared at Matt's dripping dick and the nasty way that his cum splashed onto his daughter's chin and cheek. When she felt the hot cum splatter onto her, Jeanette opened her eyes, seeing Matt's cock still hard bobbing above her.
Daddy, there's something else. We broke a dish in the kitchen, which we had to clean up. She said. Which dish? That expensive bowl you liked. That's unfortunate. You said we broke a dish. It sounds like you're covering for Angie.
Jeanette nodded. Angie blurted.
I broke it, sir.
He nodded.
Then Jeanette will receive another punishment, for lying to protect you. And Angie, you'll receive your own session for breaking the dish. Jeanette, let's get started.
Matt pointed to a straight-backed leather chair whose top was waist-high. Jeanette staggered over to it and spread her legs. Angie, unbelievably excited, had begun to perspire lightly in the warm study. Finally, she'd get more of Matt's attention. She'd show Jeanette that she could administer punishment as well as no, even better than Jeanette. Father and friend both stared at Jeanette's high, tight ass. As they did so, the decadent daughter knew to spread her legs to the outside of the chair and bend over, thus opening her ass cheeks and exposing the labia that had visibly begun to moisten. Cum still dribbled from her distended nether ring, streaks and blobs of the thick white stuff marking the insides of her thighs.
Angie, take 4 cuffs out of the coffee table drawer and fasten Jeanette's wrists and ankles.
The girl looked at him, startled.
Don't make me repeat myself.
He warned. Reluctantly, Angie removed 4 leather bands, kneeled and tightly attached her friend's ankles to the rear chair legs. While Angie secured Jeanette, Matt, still nude, moved 2 heavy metal 4 lamps in front of the chair.
Now unbutton her blouse, pull it off her shoulders but leave it draped over her back. And bind each wrist to a lamp.
He didn't bother to explain that tying Jeanette's wrists to the lamps kept her torso horizontal, providing easy access to her chest. Cooperatively, Jeanette extended her arms and Angie stretched them to the floor lamps, her heavy tits hanging straight down above the chair seat. He noticed the proud, sophisticated expression on Jeanette's face. Angie took every opportunity to steal glances at Matt, his semi-hard cock swaying as he walked around.
Good.
He handed Angie a bridle bit, the shaft covered with thick black leather. In her nervousness, the novice almost dropped it.
Jeanette makes a lot of noise, so she prefers to be silenced.
Angie nodded and Jeanette opened her mouth wide, smiling nonchalantly at Angie as proof of Jeanette's greater experience. Angie fitted the gag between her friend's thick lips and fastened the straps tautly behind the bound girl's head.
Now watch carefully.
He instructed Angie, grabbing her arms and positioning her behind and to the side of Jeanette. He took a tawse from the drawer and asked his daughter.
Are you ready?
She nodded. He struck hard against her taut upper thighs as she jerked but remained silent. He looked at Angie, who was staring at the reddening flesh, her eyes enlarged and her breathing heavier than before. He placed 2 more fierce strikes as Jeanette muttered in pain. He held out the tawse to Angie, who stared at him in astonishment.
Do her ass. He ordered. Hard.
Angie shook her head.
You don't get it, Angie. In order to understand this kind of punishment, you need to experience both sides of it.
She swallowed and took the heavy leather implement.
I'll show you how.
Matt walked behind her and placed his arm across her nude waist, pulling her panty-covered ass into his groin. She started at the contact, inadvertently pushing her ass into his big dick. He also knew from Jeanette that Angie had been extremely attracted to him from the beginning. He held her wrist, raised her arm as high in the air as possible, and stepped away. She hit the bottom of Jeanette's ass with such force that she elicited a big moan from the recipient. Matt nodded encouragingly and Angie struck several more times, each in a slightly different location, as Jeanette's moans turned to groans and her ass cheeks reddened even more. Matt made sure to compliment the novice, who was now complicit in the discipline.
Very good,
he said, nodding as he gave her a bottle of skin lotion.
That completes your punishment. Take this lotion and soothe her marks.
Angie poured a liberal amount of the thick white lotion and spread it on her bound friend's thighs and ass, noticing that the color and consistency was virtually indistinguishable from the white goo still circling the anal slut's dusky, puckered ring. It looked as if her father had shot multiple loads all over his daughter's heavily marked ass cheeks.
Now for the second offense. You may think, Angie, that Jeanette is naturally courteous, polite, and obedient, but I can assure you that it took a great deal of discipline to train her that way. Obviously, we still have a ways to go.
As Angie observed with increasing incredulity, he tied together the sleeves of Jeanette's blouse across her back, so the fabric would stay out of the way. Jeanette's gorgeous, heavy tits barely stayed enclosed within the demi-bra. Since this second punishment is for lying to protect you, a worse offense than ignoring her assigned laundry chore, the towels will be directed to a more sensitive area. He unclasped the bra and tucked the thin lacy cups aside, under the blouse. Angie was dazed, staring at her best friend's exposed tits. They looked into each other's eyes. Jeanette's expression was beseeching leniency. Watch and learn. Matt said. He first hit the outsides of Jeanette's tits, and the heavy flesh swayed and reddened. When he struck the sensitive undersides, she yelled into the bridal gag. He moved to the tops of her tits, and she yelled louder. He handed the taws to Angie. Your turn. Do the front of her tits. While Angie screwed up her courage, staring at the panting, sweating Jeanette, Matt walked behind his strapped daughter and diddled her clit with his thumb while thrusting two fingers into her soaked gash. He pushed his other thumb, heavily lubed, into her gaping asshole. Hewanin. She grunted, wriggling her hips and grinding her groin into the chair, bucking and lurching her cunt and ass back and forth. Angie, jealous that Jeanette had two holes filled and her clit diddled, attacked Jeanette's swaying sore tits, smacking the heavy leather above and below the throbbing nipples. Matt added a third finger and began squeezing and twisting Jeanette's fat clit when Angie slammed the taws again and again into Jeanette's hard nipples, causing her friend to buck and twist in a huge climax, her head collapsing onto her sternum. Even after her friend began coming, Angie kept slamming the leather into the juddering tits. Angie seemed to be in a trance, continuing to abuse her friend's sweating tits, not hearing Matt when he called to her. Angie, stop, stop! Finally, he walked over to her and grabbed her wrist, removing the taws from her grasp. Her brow was soaked through with sweat, revealing her own gorgeous tits and dark nipples, although she appeared to be oblivious to her wildly excited, ripe condition. Pour me a brandy and pour yourselves two Grand Marnias, he instructed. While Angie stumbled over to the drinks cart, he untied Jeanette, removed the mouth gag and helped her over to a chair, where she cried out when her sore thighs and blistered ass sank into the leather. She sprawled in the large chair, her swollen tits in plain view, the metal tit clamps framed by the tawdry hanging bra. Angie returned and they all drank in silence. Angie, still extremely hot and horny, besides herself with arousal, finished her strong, sweet drink within a couple of minutes. Jeanette, get Angie ready. Jeanette nodded, dragged herself to her shaky feet, unclasped Angie's bra and unpeeled the damp material from the newbie's sticky chest. Angie was standing in front of Matt, the warm light of the study shining on her perfect skin, looking very young and highly desirable in her open gauzy bra, panties and stay-up stockings. Her chest was heaving with fear and excitement. Ever the innocent, she thought it was the first time her body had been exposed to the debauched, licentious Matthew. He turned to Jeanette. Prep her. He ordered and sat in a chair to relax, drink and watch. Jeanette bound Angie in the same posture, leaning over the back of the chair. The newbie grunted as Jeanette kicked Angie's feet to the outside of the chair legs, tightly tied her ankles and stretched her arms tautly to the floor lamps while Matt sipped his brandy. Jeanette pushed the bridal gag, still wet with her saliva, between the teen's voluptuous lips while Matt gazed leisurely at the bare heaving tits capped by obscenely overlong, dark nipples. Almost immediately, Angie began to drool onto her big tits. Matt admired her tight, virginal puckered ring, beckoning for abuse and widening. Jeanette and Matt punished the girl together, Jeanette striking the perfect ass and taut thighs while he slowly increased the tempo on her swaying tits, standing as close as possible so she was staring at his swinging, dripping dick. Angie mewled into the thick leather gag when Jeanette's arm tired, she put down the paddle and began licking between her sub's thick labial lips and into her meaty slit, fingering the fat but slippery clit, wet with her copious juices, teasing the nether hole with a greased pinky, till she shoved the pinky all the way a mere 3 inches into the girl's virgin ass. Angie shuddered and came big time, shaking spasmodically for an entire minute, but never ceasing to buck her hips to their fullest extent, back and forth between the thick tongue between her cunt lips and the finger embedded in her rear. Chapter 03 After school on Friday, Angie went directly home. On Saturday morning, Jeanette went to visit Angie for the first time at her small, modest apartment, located in a plain apartment building in an inexpensive neighborhood. The inexpensive cars parked on the street were all several years old. But Jeanette arrived 20 minutes earlier than expected, since she'd estimated the drive time online during the height of Friday afternoon rush hour. After ringing the doorbell, she had to wait 3 minutes before Justine, Angie's mother, opened the door, blocking the view Indy with her body. The door jerked open. It was Justine, not Angie. The mother's pretty face was flushed, her breathing exaggerated and her short black hair was tousled. It was 11 a.m., but she was still disheveled, dressed in a thin robe, the sash hastily tied, the robe barely covering what looked like a black baby doll that was matted to her sweaty upper chest. Jeanette was staggered by the robe's shortness, it ended just beneath the mother's groin. Even with the robe partially closed, there was lots of cleavage for Jeanette to notice. She'd never seen a MILF like this one before. She couldn't believe that Justine was a 36-year-old. She looked like a slightly older, much sluttier version of Angie. Oh, you must be Jeanette, she said, admiring the extremely pretty girl, who looked like she could be Angie's sister or first cousin. But you're way early. Justine took note of the girl's thick lips and prominent chest. It's only 10:30. Jeanette understood that she'd arrived at a really bad time. An image flashed into Jeanette's mind of Justine kneeling on an ottoman in black lingerie while Jeanette stood behind her and fucked the slut mother's pussy with a big strap-on. Sorry about that. But Angie said to come at 11:30. And it's actually 11 o'clock now. I guess I should have called, but I didn't think it mattered. Well, you're here now. Justine smiled thinly and turned around for a long moment, looking at her apartment.
Wait a minute. She closed the door.
Jeanette thought about how weird all this was. She heard a door close inside. Justine opened the front door again.
Okay, come on in. Please call me Justine.
Jeanette looked around the small, modest apartment. She saw the master bedroom at the end of the short hallway, a small bathroom and another door, shut tightly. That must be the second bedroom.
Can I get you some coffee?
Sure, thanks.
Jeanette sat in the cramped dinette area while Justine poured coffee.
Damn, no sugar.
Justine complained. She opened a cabinet and rummaged around.
Not here. Oh, I remember.
She went to her knees, opened a cupboard low to the ground, and reached deep inside, the ultra-short robe rising up and exposing the MILF's pussy lips and ass, which looked like those that a 26-year-old would envy. Jeanette stared in shock and said to herself,
"This slut is an exhibitionist."
But the most surprising sight was that Justine's upper thighs and ass were striated with whip marks and very recent ones. Their close and parallel welts looked they'd been applied by an experienced dom. Janice stood up with the sugar, acting completely oblivious, gave some to her pretty guest, and sat. They chatted for a few minutes. Jeanette couldn't believe how gigantic Justine's nipples looked, even hidden by two layers of clothing. Despite Jeanette's awkward arrival time, Justine had immediately liked the pretty and polite Jeanette who wouldn't, and said how appreciative she was of everything that Jeanette and Matt were doing for her daughter. Justine subtly appreciated Jeanette's curvy body, expensive makeup and nice clothing. After a few minutes, Jeanette asked,
"Where's Angie?"
"Oh,"
Justine said.
"She had to run out on some errand."
"That's funny, she didn't text me about that."
"Oh, she rushed out and forgot her phone. She didn't say when she'd be back."
At that moment a kitchen timer buzzed.
"Oh, I forgot, that's the laundry. I have to move the wash to the dryer."
The neighbors don't like wet clothes lying in a machine, especially on a Saturday. She straightened her hair in the small mirror by the front door, rearranged her robe, and said, "I'll be back in a few minutes, okay? I've got to check the mail too."
"Yeah, sure, take your time, I'm fine."
The moment the front door shut, it was completely quiet, and Jeanette heard a low buzzing sound. It was on the threshold of her hearing. Not even sure that it was real, she walked to the closed bedroom door and opened it a few inches. Instantly the buzz was much louder, and she could tell that it was Angie's room. She swung the door more open and gasped. On the bed was a leather flogger. In the corner, facing the wall, was Angie, nude and kneeling on a pillow, wearing a sleep mask and headphones. Her hands were behind her, tied at the waist. A cord led to a black spreader bar between her ankles, forcing her to bend a bit backwards. Angie was sweating in the stuffy room, her pajamas lying at her feet. Jeanette slowly and silently approached the disciplined girl, whose luscious ass and trim thighs were densely striped with raised red lines. Her mother had not only whipped her ass and thighs, the gorgeous teen's belly and tits had also been cruelly whipped. Jeanette inched a little closer. Angie's mouth was stretched around a penis gag. There was a plug in the base. It had been filled with a thick creamy liquid. Angie must have been clamping down on it long and hard, because her cheeks and chin were overrun with the goo. Her shoulders had been splashed with the gunk and the slimy river coated her heaving tits. It was remarkably homogeneous in texture. Jeanette wondered whether its smooth consistency was because it was a concoction, like those silly porn videos where women's faces and tits are deluged with torrents of fake cum from fake cocks. Sometimes the dildos looked totally fake, sometimes less so. Even though they were contrived, she was in fact a cum slut, so she loved to see the pretty faces and gorgeous makeup drowned in thick gunk, the thick strands hanging off eyebrows, swinging from noses and then streaming off chins. The curious teen stuck out a finger and slid it across one of Angie's tits, scooping up so much glop that some of it fell onto the welts on the bound daughter's thigh. Jeanette put the tip of her finger on her tongue, her long tongue delicately licking off a glob. It was in fact cum. But she knew you couldn't really tell how good cum was from the first taste. She licked along the entire length of her finger and circled her tongue around her mouth, spreading the viscous muck around her taste buds. It was different than her father's. She stuck her entire finger between her greasy lips and slowly extracted the digit, sucking noisily. It was quite good, different from daddy's but almost as tasty. But where was it from? There was no guy in this household. The buzzing came from a big vibrator, angled on a pillow and pointing to the girl's dripping slit but not touching it. Jeanette guessed that during one of Angie's multiple orgasms, she'd wriggled and flailed so much that she'd dislodged the vibe. Jeanette turned it off. Jeanette was incredibly turned on. She wondered what infraction her friend had committed to deserve such a harsh punishment. This changed everything. If Justine used discipline on her daughter, maybe Justine herself was also a sub? Or could be turned into a sub? Jeanette flashed on an image of Justine, her big hazel eyes wild with pain and excitement, the gorgeous body suspended, clamped, chained, and plugged. With Justine's dark hair and olive skin, her nipples, pussy lips, and asshole might be the dark color that so turned on Jeanette and her father. Perspiring herself, Justine realized she had to get out of the room. She took two quick photos with her phone, of Angie from the front and rear, the flash hidden by Angie's eye mask. She had just shut the door, sat in the dinette, and taken a gulp of coffee when Justine returned, nervous.
"Any sign of Angie?"
she asked innocently.
No, not yet. Oh, it's too bad that you came all the way here. By the way, my dad said he'd like to meet you really soon."
"That sounds good. Tell him I'm available whenever he wants."
"Oh, I forgot to get the mail."
Jeanette perceived two stains on Justine's robe, at her breasts.
"Wait, you've got stains on your robe. Let me fix them before you pick up the mail."
Justine stared down at her mounds. That's okay, don't bother. Jeanette stepped forward so she was very close to the sensuous woman. She touched one of the spots. The deposit seems clear but sticky. Suddenly she realized that it was pussy juice from Justine's bondage of Angie. Jeanette felt a bit dizzy with excitement. Her friend's slut mother was standing in front of her covered with her own daughter's cunt juice.By instinct, she reached out, yanked the thin robe of Justine's shoulders and pulled it down to the mother's elbows. Justine, whose arm movement was now constricted, blurted. What are you doing? What I said I'd do. Swiftly, Jeanette tugged open the robe's belt and wrenched the sleeves off all the way, drawing the belt out of the robe's belt loops before dropping the tiny robe on the floor. The slut wasn't even wearing panties. But she was entirely shaved. Justine's whole front was now exposed to her daughter's best friend. Oh geesh, I had no idea. Jeanette said, dazzled by the big tits capped by the big dark aureole and the thickest, longest, darkest nipples ever. How dare you! The exhibitionistic mother said in a halting, husky voice, as if that was what vanilla behavior demanded she say. She tried to back up but her ass and thighs were already up against the table in the tiny dinette. You should be ashamed, walking around covered with your daughter's pussy juice. What? What are you dash? Without thinking, Jeanette grabbed for the huge nipples, holding each one at its base with a thumb and index finger. Even with her broad thumb, over an inch of the huge stalks extended above her fingers. Justine's knees buckled and she sank to her knees for the second time in 10 minutes. Jeanette rapidly tied the black belt from the robe in a figure eight around the sub-mother's 34 cm, squeezing the big mounds till the belt forced them up and out. Don't move, she warned. The girl strode into the master bedroom. There was an armoire in addition to the main closet. Jeanette pulled on the handle but it was locked. She stood on her toes, reaching above the armoire, and immediately found the key. Swinging open both doors, she had discovered a serious toy collection. Every major piece of bondage gear was there, all well-made and expensive. She grabbed two handfuls and returned to the dinette, a gleeful smile on her face. Her new sub hadn't moved and was looking more gorgeous than ever. Jeanette dumped the devices from her overflowing hands onto the table. That's quite a collection in your armoire. Justine looked up just in time to be collared, gasping at the heap of metal and leather gear that Jeanette had piled onto the table. You must have been a sub for a long time to have gathered so much expensive stuff. Jeanette stuck a small pair of clamps onto the burgeoning, swarthy nipples, amazed at the huge dusky nipple flesh that bulged out above the clamp. She compensated for the lightweight clamps by attaching two long chains with heavy metal links. Jeanette was correct. Justine accepted the nipple pain like a well-trained sub. So Jeanette clamped the comely MILF's thick clit hood, added a long thin chain, and clipped the end to the D-ring in the front of the slave collar. Jeanette stood back to appraise her work. Not bad, but not enough. Justine's eyelids fluttered, swooning with shock and excitement. The time was almost noon. The teen felt hungry, so she opened the frig to see if there was a piece of fruit. She forgot about her snack when she saw several large storage containers stacked on several shelves. They were all filled to the brim. Instantly, Jeanette knew what they contained. She was staggered. Where did you get these, you cum slut? She asked Justine. But the sensuous sub only shook her head, resistant. All right. Jeanette conceded. She gathered the compliant older woman's nipple chains and pulled up on them. The docile, sultry sub scrambled to her feet and was led a few feet to the living room, where her new mistress shoved her down so she was sitting on the edge of the coffee table. Automatically, Justine spread her limber, toned legs to the outside of the table legs, her dusky, chunky labia spreading apart, her pussy drenched with arousal at the hands of her daughter's fiercely dominating best friend. Jeanette held a spreader bar against the rear of the sweating sub's waist and attached the enticing mother's wrists to the bar. The dominating girl raised one of Justine's ankles and raised it from the floor to the corner of the coffee table, strapping it tightly. She bound the other ankle the same way. Justine's legs and thighs were now pointing up and out, with her knees at the highest point. So her groin was completely, obscenely exposed. Jeanette took a moment to admire the toned thighs, jutting clot and wet inner lips, juicing so much that Justine's puckered hole was already saturated with cunt juice. Jeanette picked up another of Justine's penis gags. Although it was mostly hollow, so the reservoir could hold as much cum as possible, it had been designed to have the approximate stiffness and flexibility of a real cock. On the side of the base was a small red button that she'd never seen before. Jeanette pushed the button but nothing happened. Justine realized it was the brand new one she'd just bought. But she hadn't noticed the red button when she'd bought it online. Last chance, she offered. Where's it from? I was away on vacation. That's it. That tells me nothing. She opened the container, poured the cold ingredient into a bowl, microwaved it, and carefully poured the thick steaming contents into the penis gag, plugging the thick gag, inserting the gag into a head harness, and strapping the harness tightly to her new sub's head, shoving the broad cock between the cock slut's meaty lips. Justine was stupefied to watch Jeanette attach a pussy clamp to each of her hefty labia, fasten cords to the clamps, lead the cords to her wrist cuffs, and tie the cords tightly, pulling her lips wider than ever before and stretching them beyond belief. The bound sub uttered a flurry of muffled sounds through the heavy penis gag. Jeanette was nothing if not thorough. She picked up a modestly proportioned, 4-inch anal dildo, applied lube liberally, positioned it at the dark-haired sub's dusky, crinkly wet hole, and slowly pushed it into her bottom's bottom. Justine shook and whimpered with pleasure. However, Jeanette was surprised that the black dildo slid in so easily. Much too easily. So she pulled out the toy, to Justine's grumble of disappointment, and marched back to the armoire in the master bedroom, seeking something more substantial. Hurriedly, she grabbed the largest anal dildo she saw. Upon Jeanette's return, she greased up the larger, 6-inch tool, placed the black shaft at the slightly gaping ring, and carelessly shoved the head into the dark circle. This time, Justine didn't whimper with pleasure, she gasped with pain. Jeanette couldn't get more than half of the head inside. Then she remembered what she'd learned from Matt, always lube and go slowly. She withdrew the shaft, drenched in a thick coat of lubricant, and slowly twisted the fake glands into the hole, rotating the shaft. Justine produced a string of ugh high, s and ah, s as the huge dick plowed into her asshole. She guessed that Jeanette was way too inexperienced to know that only a well-trained, harshly used anal slut like Justine could have accepted the monster so readily. Jeanette wasn't satisfied until the entire 6 inches was lodged up into Justine, who quivered and writhed in a massive cum, her hips bucking and groin gyrating frenziedly, causing the cords attached to the cunt lip clamps to stretch the abused labia even further. As soon as Justine came down from her high, her eyes widened. Jeanette, perspiring from her exertions in the stuffy apartment, had stripped off her blouse and shorts, revealing a matching pair of expensive lace underwear. Justine ogled the teen's luscious body, realizing that their bodies were so similar that Jeanette could be her own daughter. The bra had plenty of lace in the décolletage and side boob areas, but none at all in the middle, exposing the beautiful girl's large aureoles and thick nipples. Through the light gray fabric, Justine could see faint horizontal striations across the girl's tits. Did that mean the girl would flog Justine's tits? Justine was stunned. This dominating teen was also a submissive who received discipline. But from whom? Certainly Angie would have known if Jeanette had a boyfriend. Justine had specifically asked Angie, who looked uncomfortable with the question and then replied, I know that Jeanette definitely does not have a boyfriend. The boy shorts had lace on the hips, but the girl's mons was totally visible, pussy juice covering the big dark outer lips that made a pronounced camel toe into the gusset. There were striations across her mound, but darker, broader and angrier than the ones on her tits. Would this dominatrix crop Justine's pussy? Jeanette hefted a crop from the table. Justine shook her head wildly, drops of sweat flying off her black hair, trying to dissuade her tormentor. Jeanette just smiled. She bypassed the pain-slut mother's tempting tits and thwacked the crop into Justine's upper thighs. Justine grimaced from the blow as the mark bloomed on her flesh, but gritting her teeth on the penis gag didn't release any of the contents. Justine's juiced-up pussy was dripping and she knew exactly what anguish was coming next. Jeanette whacked the crop's leather flap alternately into the stretched, dusky lips, walloped the wet pink inner lips and swatted the distended clit, as oversized as the aureoles, nipples and labia. With each round thrashing the three throbbing areas, Jeanette struck harder. Justine's pussy had never been tormented in quite this way. Where did an 18-year-old learn how to do this? Jeanette pressed the red button only for a second. The penis gag lurched backward in its harness, the cock retracting and the shaft collapsing by a couple of inches. Then it sprang forward, spewing its contents with such force that Justine's head jerked backward, the hot cum jetting against the roof of her mouth. She swallowed the mouthload of hot jizz while she was coming, her entire torso shuddering. Jeanette pressed the red button again, but this time for several seconds. Justine, still coming, was more prepared for the velocity of the eruption, but not for the quantity. She sputtered and swallowed the jetted spunk as best she could, but ribbons of spunk seeped from the corners of her mouth. Then she came yet again, contorting and spasming, each jerk stretching her nipple stalks and labia. After making sure that Justine was lolling in a stupor, Jeanette stood up and shot photos with her phone. Lots of photos, from all different angles, including plenty of close-ups. Now it was her turn. She unfastened the penis gag and removed it, long strands of thick cum hanging from the crown to Justine's upper and lower lips. Jeanette held it there in the air for a long moment so Justine could be fully humiliated by the degrading sight, the heavy strands of spunk swaying slightly, suspended as if one end had been glued to the sub-mother's meaty lips. Justine, still flushed, colored even more deeply. Jeanette wrapped a finger around one of the cum ropes, breaking it, and flung her finger at Justine's tits, the sponge splashing onto the clamped boobs. Jeanette wound the second rope around her finger and flicked at Justine's face, the gunk splatting onto Justine's thick dark eyebrows and immediately dripping off them. Jeanette untied Justine's ankle bonds. Turn around, she ordered. Her compliant sub spun around on the coffee table till her back was facing her young dom. Lie on your back. Justine lay down, her neck at the edge of the table, head facing upward. To her surprise, Jeanette reinserted the penis gag into the mouth harness, but reversed, with the device pointing outward. Jeanette stripped off her boy shorts, spread her legs on each side of Justine's head, crouched her thighs and positioned her pussy above the dildo, rubbing it along her soaked labia and moaning. The girl gripped Justine's upside-down head from the rear and pulled, forcing the dick into her cunt. As soon as it was embedded, Jeanette pistoned the dildo in and out, controlling Jeanette with the same ruthless rhythm as if the sub was being face-fucked. As soon as Jeanette came, the strained muscles in her thighs gave way and she collapsed forward onto Justine's supine body, her chest bending the mother's nipple clamps so the prostrate woman moaned. Satisfied, Jeanette rested for a couple of minutes, stood up and spun the limp sub around 180 degrees. The girl made certain other arrangements, then went to Angie's bedroom, where she untied her friend's hands from the spreader bar, opened the window to cool down the room and left the door open for cross-ventilation. Back in the living room, Jeanette bent down to the lolling slut's ear and said, I know you won't say a word about my being here to Angie. I think she'd be a bit angry at her mother for submitting to her best friend. And I won't tell Angie either. It'll be our secret. Jeanette left, quietly shutting the apartment door behind her and pulling her phone out of her shorts. Only a few minutes later, Angie pulled the penis gag out of her mouth and turned off the buzzing vibe pointing at her pussy. She dragged herself up to her feet, rolling her throbbing shoulders and stretching her sore mouth, pieces of dried cum breaking off and falling to the floor. She grabbed her phone to read a message from Jeanette.
Sorry, couldn't come over. Daddy had cleaning for me to do.
Aching from thirst, she stumbled out of her bedroom and was headed for the kitchen when she stopped dead, disbelieving the graphic sight of her mother, lying bound, spread, clamped, chained, gagged, marked and supine on the coffee table. The teen had never seen pussy lips clamped and stretched. She stared at her mother's spread vulva, her huge inflamed clit, engorged labia and the dense whip marks all over her ass cheeks and upper, inner thighs, all visible because her ankles had been tied to the upper legs of the coffee table. Who had inflicted this severe bondage? And where was this dom? But there was more. The black leather harness of the strap-on was hanging from Justine's pussy, as if left there for her use. The dangling black straps, swaying beneath the puffy red labia, were coated with cum, dripping onto the floor. And the straps were hanging from a monster dildo, 4 or 5 inches extending outward, but the head still embedded between her slut mother's thick, dusky and exceedingly swollen pussy lips. Only then did Angie take note that there was a small note hanging from the slave collar, scrawled with, "Mark my tits like my ass." Angie saw the willow switch lying across her mother's belly. "Who did this to you?" she demanded. But Justine only shook her head. "None of your business." There's no way she was going to admit that her daughter's best friend, a mere teenager, had so completely subjugated a grown woman, leaving her exposed to the ultimate humiliation when discovered, helpless and available, by her just-punished daughter. Well, Angie thought, everyone knew that Justine was a MILF. Who better to make that a reality than being fucked and disciplined by her only, long-suffering daughter? Angie unsteadily inserted a shaky leg into the right side of the harness, then her other leg into the left half. The harness shifted and the dildo was pulled out of its sheath. Angie swayed a little as her hips bore the full weight of the heavy strap-on. She loved the sight and sensation of the big dick swaying in the air. She smelled the container of uncovered cum on the kitchen counter before she even saw it. She lumbered awkwardly the few feet to the kitchen, refilled the cream pitcher next to the container, microwaved the sludge, unplugged the bottom of the strap-on, and refilled the empty inner chamber. Angie replugged the dildo, fastened it into the harness, walked back to her mother's gaping legs and pussy, and slapped the switch into her palm as a test. It stung, but not too badly. So she smacked the switch into her hand and jerked it away, waving it back and forth to ease the increased pain. Satisfied, she whacked the switch into Justine's belly and rocked her hips to drive the strap-on into Justine's cunt. "Arrar!" Justine yelled, her mind unable to accept that her daughter was whipping and fucking her. Angie lashed the switch into Justine's enticing tits, raising an impressive wheel. Angie quickly developed a rhythm, striking the switch back and forth into Justine's tits and belly as she thrust the strap-on deeper and harder into her new sub's succulent slit. When Justine realized how utterly depraved this was, she submitted to the erotic energy and went crazy with lust. As mother and daughter grew into a mutually debased frenzy, they came to orgasm, both screaming and howling. Angie depressed the curious red button, not expecting the strap-on to press back into her mons and not anticipating its violent jolt forward as it unleashed its pressurized contents. For the second time in an hour, Justine felt the heated torrent of cum flood into her well-fucked channel, practically scalding her cunt walls in a spectacular hosing and cumming. When Angie staggered backward, the dildo exited the bulging lips with a loud sucking sound, hanging downward. More long strands of cum emerged from the swollen slit, slithered down the pussy clamps and long labia, then continued down 6 inches in space and just hung there, swaying slightly. Angie stared. She'd never seen a sight like that. The residue of hot cum leaked out of the strap-on's tip, painting Justine's spread pussy lips, sliding greasily down the shiny metal of the big pussy clamps to thicken the greasy ropes of hot cream and pussy juices already hanging there. This story is continued in the next part. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free Erotica podcast and a premium patron taboo podcast which contains more intense sexual themes. You can subscribe to the premium podcast for $2 per month or support the Erotica podcast on Patreon to support us and allow members to request future stories and themes. Links are in the description. Thank you for listening.